Well, we've got Brewers baseball coming up in about 13 minutes here on WTMJ. Boy, it sounded great to hear the crack of the bat over the weekend. So cool. Just that little bit of spring back on a chilly weekend here in southeastern Wisconsin. Get a little hint of spring and warm weather.
Can't wait. I'm counting down. Did you see me on streaming? 10.
Yes.
3.
We are getting there. Dom Catronio is in Arizona. He's been doing a great job covering the Brewers as they get up and running with the Cactus League season. However, Dom is not on the road to Peoria where the Brewers are playing the Padres. No, he is staying back. A different assignment today. Hey, Dom.
Hi, guys. How are we doing?
Good. What's the plan today? What are you hanging back in Maryville for?
Yeah, so we just finished talking to Brandon Woodruff, and he threw his first live session to hitters of spring training today, and that audio will be included on my show tonight from 8 to 10 Central Time, talking to Woody and a handful of other guys. Really excited for the show tonight. But basically, you know, all systems go. Slow burn. It's a 7-week spring training, so no one cares what your velo is on February 23rd. And to repeat what Woody said to us, he goes, the number one goal is to be healthy and then to be available when the games are most important, unlike he was last season. So the Brewers, by design, are making this a slow roll. And both Pat Murphy and Brandon Woodruff admitted today, like, if he's not the opening day starter, it shouldn't be a surprise. It doesn't mean it's completely off the table at this point. I don't want to alarm people, but the point being is that they would sacrifice, oh, he's not the opening day starter, in order to say, hey, we still got 25, 30 starts out of him.
Today I saw a good friend of the program, Adam McKelvey, identify Coleman Crowe, a dark horse candidate to make the Brewers opening day roster. I'm curious your thoughts on that and what we should all know about Crowe.
I think Crowe is a good pick. He could be one of those, like, bridge sort of in between, maybe makes a spot start, maybe throws 2 or 3 innings out of the bullpen out of nowhere on a day that they need it. Certainly somebody that's been a long injury road for him to now be in big league camp. He was originally an Angels prospect, traded from the Angels to the Mets, who was then traded from the Mets to the Brewers, and he's just been hurt the last 2.5 years. So to have him back and healthy and throwing in camp, he's a dark horse. But my dark horse, actually, just finished throwing as well in this live session. It was acquired from the Boston Red Sox, Shane Girouin. And I made a video about him and did a little teaser about him when the trade went down for Caleb Devin. But just the ingredients are there. The stuff just plays so much better than what it looks like on paper. Talking to guys, it's an uncomfortable at bat. It's an easy velo. It's not like he's blowing the doors off a place like 98. But the point being is he has a multitude of weapons, and he's another one of those guys that's going to be on my show tonight.
I'm always curious, Dom, who gets a start on, you know, spring training game number 3, or who kind of waits? You know, Ryan Braun famously said, I don't need a lot of time, right? Just, you know, get me in that final week and I'll be good to go. And that's just what he felt he needed for himself. But I was curious, like, would Bryce Tarang play? We get to see Christian Yelich. Like, who knows? Everybody's got a different way to get ready for the season. And I guess there's really no right or wrong answer. Everybody's just built a little different.
Yeah, and I think the needs of the team are the number one thing that's most important. So, for instance, right now the priority is getting as much time in for the guys that are going to the World Baseball Classic. So that's Bryce Tarang, that's Joey Ortiz, that's William Contreras, that's a handful of other guys. You know, hey, let's make sure we send them off in good shape, ready to go. They leave on March 1st. And then during that time while they're gone, you're going to see some different at-bats, some more combinations to make sure that the guys are ready for opening day. And, I mean, we haven't seen Yelly in game action. You know, we asked Murph when, and he hit us with his patented soon. So it's still up in the air for Yelly. And he's always been a guy kind of like in the Ryan Braun camp. Like, yeah, I mean, 30 to 40 and I'm good. You know, plate appearances, that is. Now, Braun would say, oh, just give me one day and I'm good. But Yelly isn't one of those guys. And we've seen plenty of Sal Frelick. We've seen plenty of the other regulars that aren't leaving for the World Baseball Classic. So it's just sort of reminder that spring training, it's as long as it is for starting pitchers. It's not for position players. It's not even for relievers. It is all to build up starting pitchers.
Dom, do you know if any of the guys have chosen more interactive walk-up songs? Wasn't that Murphy's homework last week? I want a more interactive walk-up song.
We're working on it. You know, that's going to be one of my conversations with Sal Frelick later this week. I think he's a perfect pick to try to get one that can get the fan involved. I tweeted that full video, the full thing. We had the wrap here, obviously, on WTMJ, too. But it's just out of nowhere. I mean, these sessions with Pat Murphy are just so much fun because you never know what's coming next. And he just had a full prepared, I want to call it a rant, but just kind of like a sermon about, hey, we need to get better walk-up songs. Like we can't be doing this where it's just nobody knows the song and it's over in 10 seconds. Like,
ah, I love it.
Let's get the crowd involved. Like, Another one that I think I was left on the cutting room floor, Shane Victorino in Boston, Three Little Birds, Bob Marley is what he used, and it would cut right before that, every little thing is going to be all right, and the crowd would chant that. That's another great pick.
Yeah, he wants people singing back, right? Francisco Lindor famously approaches home plate with My Girl playing in the background, right? How do you not feel good about everything when you got that before you're at bat?
Exactly. I mean, it's just, it's meant to just lighten the mood. Now, some guys are locked in and they want something to pump them up. I get that. But then, like, you think of the best closer entrance songs, and like McGill's is good, you know, using Metallica, the Four Horsemen, but you think of Enter Sandman, you think of Hell's Bells, and it just feels like we haven't had, now you obviously have the trumpets with Edwin Diaz that also Williams and Church used, but there isn't like that other, like, oh, you hear that first note, you know exactly who's coming in.
Looking forward to baseball this afternoon, Dom. We'll look forward to chatting again with you on Wednesday. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Dom.
All right. Thanks, y'all.